American whistleblower Chelsea Manning may be banned from entering Australia for a planned speaking tour. The former soldier spent 7 years behind bars for leaking classified military and diplomatic documents to WikiLeaks. She's due to speak at the Sydney Opera House this Sunday as part of the Antidote Festival, but the government has issued what's called a notice of intention to refuse her a visa. Sandra Siagian reports.
Just a few days ago, Chelsea Manning spoke to ABC's Matter of Fact program about the issues she'd like to address when she visits Australia on a speaking tour in September.
I'm thinking, again, bringing up the point of immigration, which is something that I often talk about. I'm very critical of how Australia has dealt with the immigration issue.
But the former soldier turned whistleblower might not get the chance to share her views. Susie Jamil is the owner of Think Inc., the company organising Chelsea Manning's tour.
We received a notice of intention to consider refusal under Section 501 of the Migration Act, which after a little bit of research and speaking to our legal counsel, we understand it is potentially quite an imminent refusal of her visa.
The US activist spent 7 years in jail for leaking thousands of classified military and diplomatic documents to WikiLeaks. She was originally due to serve a 35-year sentence, but Barack Obama granted her clemency in the final weeks of his presidency. Susie Jamil and her team have been reaching out to supporters, calling them to lobby the new immigration minister, David Coleman.
I've been speaking to a lot of people who, organisations that support Chelsea or individuals that might be supportive of Chelsea in order for us to create enough backing to present the minister a really, really comprehensive and detailed reasoning as to why Chelsea should be allowed to come into our country and speak.
Stephen Blanks is president of the New South Wales Council for Civil Liberties.
Chelsea Manning is certainly not in the category of the David Irving Holocaust deniers or the rape culture promoters or people who are coming to Australia to sow division and community violence. Her speaking at events organised in Australia does not create any danger or any harm for any Australians.
George Newhouse is a human rights lawyer and director of the National Justice Project, a non-profit legal service.
Any conviction that Chelsea has was commuted, and that certainly must count for something.
He says if an initial submission to the immigration minister fails, Think Inc. will have to work on an appeal, which could take months.
Normally, you would have the right to make representations to the minister or the minister's delegate about why a visa should be granted. And then if the minister or the delegate then goes on to deny the visa, there are rights of appeal in certain cases.
AM sought a comment from the Home Affairs Department, which oversees immigration, but a spokesman refused to comment directly on the case. In a statement, the department wrote, all non-citizens entering Australia must meet the character requirements of the Migration Act, and that a person can fail the character test for a number of reasons, including, but not limited to, where a non-citizen has a substantial criminal record, or where their conduct represents a risk to the Australian community.
Sandra Siagian reporting.